Georgia, compulsive overeater.
Georgia.
I've been back in program for I think 7 years now. I'm really bad at keeping track of these things. I originally came into program in 19, I think it was 85, and I stayed for 12 years. And I got a lot out of it, lost all my weight. Prior to coming in, I had done every diet that you can think of. Jenny Craig, Schick, Weight Watchers, TOPS, Nutrisystems, what is that one where you don't eat anything for a month and you just drink this foul liquid, the Optifast, and every other diet that came down the pike. I was on diet pills by the time I was 13. And after that, when I couldn't get them anymore, I graduated to Street Whites and I was taking those and totally addicted. And I also started smoking, all of these things in order to try to lose weight, because I was going up and down and up and down. Everything worked for about 10 minutes and then I'd start right back up. And I just couldn't keep the weight off. And every time it came back on, it came back on more than it was before. And so all of that led me also to severe depression. I felt like such a failure. I couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. My mom's favorite thing to say to me was, "You'd be perfect if only it wasn't for fill in the blank." You know, I even got too white one time. I was too white. Yeah. So it was never enough. And somebody told me, you know, it's a disease of wanting more. And the flip side of that, same side of the coin, you know, the same coin, but the flip side is that it's never enough. No matter what it is, whatever it is, it's never enough. So I ended up having a nervous breakdown, ended up in a hospital being tested for French nerve disease because I couldn't walk. I stopped being able to walk. And they were really scared that I had this French nerve disease because eventually I would stop breathing too. And I can't remember the name of the disease, but I...
Guillain-Barré disease.
What is it?
Guillain-Barré.
That's it, Guillain-Barré. That's it. That's what they thought I had. And finally, after doing all these tests on me and everything came out okay, they sent this psychologist in and he gave me that MMI, whatever that is, test. And afterwards he said, "Do you realize that you're severely depressed?" And I said, "No, I didn't know I was depressed." And he said, "Have you thought about suicide?" And I said, "Well, no, but if a truck came along, I wouldn't move." You know, that's how out of it I was. Anyway, that led to a year of or more of going to the psychiatrist. I think 3 times a week I had to go. They wanted to put me in a mental hospital, and my husband at that time wouldn't let them. Anyway, what all that led to was I realized how unhappy I was. You know, the first thing you got to realize is how I'm just like being a compulsive overeater. I say that about myself all the time because I want to remember I am a compulsive overeater and I will be till I die. And so I have to be careful, you know. So I say these things in my head to remind myself and recognizing that I was depressed and all of that. The weight was just the tip of the iceberg. I was afraid of everything. I couldn't go out to the mall. I couldn't go upstairs. I couldn't anywhere. I couldn't drive the freeway. I felt like I couldn't hold a job. You know, I just really couldn't. And fear was my big motivating factor. And just feeling horrible about myself all the time. Just all the time. And what ended up happening was with the psychiatrist, I ended up feeling good enough about myself to start going back to Weight Watchers. You know, I'd already been in Weight Watchers. And I ended up going back. I lost some poundage. I can't remember how much, but I couldn't get past that. It would stay right there. And I was getting really depressed about it again. And I went home and I didn't know what to do. So I looked in the Yellow Pages. Some of you may remember the Yellow Pages. I looked in the Yellow Pages for weight loss programs and I saw Overeaters Anonymous. I'd never heard of them before, ever. And so I looked it up, I called the number, they told me where to go, and I went to the Covina Hospital over here. And I ended up going, and at first I was freaked out. You know, everybody started praying and hugging each other and holding hands. And I thought, what the heck is this? You know? And but then they started talking about their stories. And it was the first time I'd ever heard anybody say what was going on in my head, you know, about food, how I couldn't get enough no matter what, you know, I just couldn't get enough. And I'd cry about it. I would cry about it. So I thought, well, I'm going to give it a try. And this one guy came up to me afterwards and he said, all you got to do is keep coming back and have three meals a day and nothing in between, period. He said, that's all I do. And he was thin and found out later he'd lost a lot of weight. So I did that and I had a lot of trouble. They said, get a sponsor. I started looking for sponsors and I got a lot of them. I went through them like they were nothing, you know. I realized now I was looking for a mom. I was really looking for a mom. I wanted somebody to take care of me because my mom had a lot of mental problems. She really did. She was emotionally dependent on everybody and everything, including me, and had a borderline personality disorder. She would be mad. You never knew why. You know, you just didn't. She'd be friends with somebody, and then the next time she hated them. And you never know when you were going to be in that category. You know, and so it was a really difficult childhood. I did get left at my grandmother's for, I don't know, I think close to a year without seeing either of my parents and not knowing what was going to happen to me. So that fear of abandonment was in there too, and I didn't even realize it. So anyway, I went to Weight Watchers or to Overeaters Anonymous, and I stayed for 12 years. I went through about five sponsors till I finally found one that really helped. She told me to get off sugar, which was horrifying, but I did it. I ended up staying in Overeaters Anonymous for 12 years, lost all my weight, and thought I'd graduated. It's, you don't graduate. I went out, I got a my husband ended up leaving me. We got a divorce. I had to go back to school and back to work. And all the things I'd learned in Overeaters Anonymous did well for me because I learned, you know, you could be afraid, but go ahead and do it anyway. And that's how I got through school, you know. And I had no job skills, you know. And I wanted to be an artist. You know, that's real secure. Anyway, to make a long story short, in that number of years, I went back to school. I ended up getting a master's degree in art. I ended up, this is somebody that couldn't travel the freeway. I ended up going to Europe, I think five or six times, sometimes on my own. I just, you know, but I was still, I got fatter than I ever was before. I was able to deal with life better from the skills I'd learned in OA, but I still wasn't well. And finally, I got up so heavy. The last weight I know for sure was 213, but I know it got higher than that because I wouldn't get on the scale. And I would show pictures, but I wouldn't take pictures of myself at that weight. I have one floating around somewhere. If I can ever find it, I'll bring it in. You can see the difference. But I came back finally because I got miserable, you know, enough to do something about it. And when I came back to this room, and here was a couple of people that I'd known 20 years earlier. I saw them come in, and Stan and Daryl, both of them, I was there when they came in. But they were smart. They didn't stop coming. That was the difference, you know. So anyway, I came back in, and took me 2 years to find a sponsor. And when I came in, I was buying six big candy bars at a time. I mean, big ones, and costing me a fortune, plus what it was doing to my body. And my idea of how much is that? Five more? Okay, good. I thought, well, I'll just eat broccoli with it. You know, that's balanced. You know, what more can you ask? And anyway, I floundered for about 2 years. One of the guys in here told me, I told him I couldn't stop eating the candy bars, and he said, "Pray for the willingness, even if you don't mean it." So I went home and I prayed for the willingness, very half-assed, because I didn't mean it. And I never had another candy bar. Well, I don't know how that happened, but that's what happened that night. I never had another candy bar. I was still eating sugar though, and I was at a meeting, and I heard that this speaker was coming in, and I heard her voice, and I thought, "Oh, oh my God, that can't be." And it was my original sponsor from 20 years before. And I looked at her and I said, "Can I come home?" And she hugged me and she said, "Yes." And then she told me I had to get off sugar again. Shit. I don't want to do that. And that, I will tell you, sugar is harder than I've gotten off cigarettes. I've gotten off marijuana. I've gotten off drugs. You know, all of that I was able to do easier than sugar. The first 2 weeks of no sugar is miserable. But after that, I haven't had sugar in 6 years. I haven't. And I've lost at least 70 pounds now. I'm not good at keeping track of all these things, but I have lost a lot of weight. And I'm hoping to lose some more. I really am. But I realize that there's nothing I can do about it. I have to turn it over to God. And what I've discovered, you know, I used to think, well, the most important thing is getting a sponsor. Then I thought the most important thing was get off sugar. The most important thing was to use the tools, you know, on and on and on. And it finally occurred to me, the most important thing is to keep coming back. Because if I don't keep coming back, which I've experienced, I flounder really fast. I really do. I can't do this on my own. I need all of you. I need to come in here and listen to your shares, and that includes you people online. I need to hear from you because it keeps me sane. And I also have discovered that a food plan is necessary in this program. A sponsor is necessary in this program. It's also necessary for me to work on my emotional sobriety. I have to realize that I obsess. Not just about food, but about people, places, and things all the time. And I don't even realize it. And now I'm learning how to deal with that. I'm a lot calmer. I used to be, you know, Miss Road Rage on the freeway. I drive a smart car, right? You know how tiny they are? I would take on trucks. No, I mean diesel trucks. And I would be flipping people off and calling them names out the window and cutting them off and you name it. I don't do that anymore. I mean, well, maybe once in a while. Once in a while, they really piss me off once in a while, because you know they are idiots. But my life is a lot calmer now, and I have boundaries. I know, you know, I know how to be true to myself now, and that is a big piece of growth in my life. And today I'm not bothered by food. I can go to parties. People can be eating chips and candy and cookies and cake and all of that. And I'm okay with it. You know, I know I can't. They can, I can't. Even some of you in here may be able to eat sugar. I can't. Period. One bite and I'll be off and running. Somebody told me the other day that they had two pieces of pie and then stopped. And I said, "Well, good for you, because if I had two pieces of pie after I left that party, I'd be over at the store buying more. I would. You know, there's just no way." So, what is it that one philosopher said, know thyself? And in OA, you do learn to know yourself. And that's one last thing I want to say is that the difference between all the other weight loss programs that work, they all work if you do what you're supposed to do. The difference is in here, it goes beyond weight loss. It'll change your life. It has changed mine. I went from a cowering, trembling piece of jello to somebody that's traveled all over the world, and, well, not all over, but to Europe many times. And I held a job. I was able to get a master's degree. All of that stuff I could never have done before. So I urge you to keep coming back no matter what. Even if you've gained all your weight back, keep coming back. Okay, thank you.